Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, Yeshua, shalom, Chavarim, Chavarim. Here, here, here. The Erev, the eve of Pesach, here in the season, according to the lunar solar calculation rate. Here, here, we're at the eve of Pesach, the eve of Fasika, Hebraically speaking, the Passover. Here, here in the season, reason for the season right here. Here, during the evening time is where we prepare, go over the Haggadah, some of the basics. So here on the air, we have today's daily psalm, Psalm 10, also to share and to bring forward right here. So let's just write up right here.
Fasika, type of Moshiach, Messiah, our Redeemer. So what is, So what is Pesach, Passover?
Yes, I. Preparing for Pesach, preparing for Pascha, preparing for Fasika, preparing for Passover. During Passover, no chametz, no leavened products may be eaten or found within your home.
From in the lineage of the royal dynasty, who I a talk now is royal majesty. Gosh, no make them trick you, cause them come here for your press way. Back where your black sardine in acting on them ship way. I Rastafari is so I to this world he is the light. Love the fresh essence. Wash my face and brush my teeth and then my block my reverence. Ask the most high to God, protect and send the blessings. After that, you know, for y'all, God's life is in my presence. He fight with all his might for us, but he's more than a legend. The far I shine the light up on the earth and in all the heavens. All I see the wicked, them go like them, why forget him? But him are the only man, we're both the steel when you're seven
hero with the powers of Jah, stood against Pharaoh and freed the children out of bondage. While land where honey flow, it was a pilgrimage, a journey of thousands of miles to go. Lord, it's a praise to God of Abraham, a praise to God of Isaac, Jacob, Shadrach, Abednego, and Misha. When I remember Daniel in the den, Emmanuel was with them, no weapon could not come against them. And Moses, a Hebrew hero, with the powers of Jah, stood against Pharaoh and freed the children out of bondage to a land where honey flow. It was a pilgrimage, a journey some thousand miles to go. My God is not a God to lie, he's telling us are up to your camp for sure. Anytime we reach a river, Jordan, me not turn me back, me have me cross over. No weapons form against me shall prosper. No plague, no pestilence, them have to pass over. This little shepherd boy was the anointed one to establish at the throne and the father's kingdom. The scepter shall not depart from Judah till Shiloh come. And King Solomon, a very wise man, he was blessed with knowledge and worthy for wisdom. So me hail his majesty, who wear the triple crown with the powers of Emmanuel and Jordan now. My God is not a God to lie, he's all in us a rock, so your car was sober. Anytime he reach a river, Jordan, me not turn me back. Yeah, we brought over.
government promoting us. Every girl to use them off the keyboard. Sing the glory of ancient times. King still has to give a sight to the blind. The blessing of the broke, it is so divine. Me bet me get to use them physique and find. So just seek and find. Yeah, it's a judgment time, Lord. Got to use them, they're gonna free your mind. Got to give a sight to the blind. Just like gonna be seek and find. Yeah, it's a judgment time.
Them some hypocrites, it not make sense them talk. Like a man wheelchair bound, it not make sense them walk. Them a false pretend and no love in at them heart. And a thief like a bitch like them use blood. Jesus in the case, and I rot me tell them. Keep it up or get silent by the ark. Girl, the most excited them right from the start. Light them up, them like the iron or the dark. So fire upon a gas the car.
And make your mama wish she ain't a ball. And your brothers and your sisters, they must be cry at your funeral. It's long rope, if you maga goat. I said the butcher man go cut the throat. You may be think it's a storyline. Think this a one a joke. And me not know you was no gangster. Me happy know you was a petty thief. And me not know you was no gangster. So why you acting like this? And me not know you was no gangster. Me actually know you was a vegetarian. And me not know you was no gangster. So why you acting like this? Run from the phone, run in it more. You than Robin Hood. You is a rat and I don't cross the line. Stay behind. And anytime I'm ready to defend the country.
Inna the jail, shove way up inna the dirt. Mother and her father, them out it up the earth. Youth them inna this world, them having a wrong intention. What we need to seek, we need to seek redemption.
And right now the judgment multiply 7 times 7.
Plague is coming.
Yeah. Earthquake and farming. I want them now the
plague is coming.
On the better listen to that get a new tower. I want them now the
plague is coming.
Let's call you again. Them see me as the enemy, me and them no friend. The feet in the process is seated by his right hand. Before you get to me, you got to go through him. Got to make special mention. Be careful of me, I know your wicked intention. If God be for me, then he's the one I depend on. So know what you're doing before you get shot on the eye. When we work together for prosperity, we got to get it right between you and me. Work it out with a love for the Almighty. Got to make special requests. Forget all the comments and all the stress. Invest is best to be the best. Much better than the rest to pass any test. I say I.
Passed over their houses. So quickly did the Jews depart. One of the Hebrew tribes struck south from Egypt and settled in Ethiopia. But passed over their houses. Destruction to the Egyptians. So quickly did the Jews depart. One of the Hebrew tribes struck south from Egypt and settled in Ethiopia. Chanting in Hebrew, the youngest schoolboy asks, why is this night different from all others? Falasha understand the language of the Old Testament. The story of Passover is known to them all. On this night, the flight to freedom began, away from Pharaoh's Egypt, away from the angel of death that brought destruction to the Egyptians, but passed over their houses. So quickly did the Jews depart, they were forced to bake their bread unleavened. To celebrate their escape, unleavened bread is eaten by Jews everywhere on Passover Eve. 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 On
Nerot, lighting the lights, lighting the lamps. Nerot, lighting the candles. Step one. the light of the world, Or HaOlam, sanctifying our time, sanctifying I and I time. We begin the Seder with the light and the warmth of the Passover holy day. Light the candles. The eldest woman of the house traditionally lights the candles, the lights, no later than 18 minutes before sundown on the 14th of Abib, which is known as Nisan 14, or the Erev Pesach, the Erev Pesach. After kindling the lights, the candles, she waves her hands over the flames three times, as if welcoming in the holy day, the holiday, the Isla day, and covering her eyes with her hands so as not to see the lights burning, the candles burning. She says, Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Asher Kiddushanu B'Mitzvotayo V'Tzivanu LeHadalik Ner Shel Shabbata V'Shel Yom Blessed are the eye Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Adonai, Ayanai, Elohim, Malek HaOlam, King of the Universe, King of the Universe. Asher Kiddushanu, who sanctifies us, Ayanai, B'mitzvotai, with his commandments, with his mitzvot, with Siwanu, and commanded Ayanai, LeHadalik, to kindle Ner Shel, the lights, the lamps of Ner Shel, the candles of Shabbata, with Shel, the Sabbath, and of Yom Tov, the holy, the Isla, the set-apart day, the holy day. Blessed art thou, Adonai, Ayanai Elohim, master of the universe, of the universe, universal king, who sanctifies, sets I and I apart with thy commandments, and commanded us to kindle the lamps, the light of Shabbat, the Sabbath, and of Yom Tov, the holy day, the holiday. We, I and I, strike the match, but Jah brings forth the light. Anoki Ner, Anoki Or
Light up. Yes, I. That is the baraka. Yes,
I. Messianic candle lighting blessing for the Shabbat in the Hebrew and the English tongue. Baruch atah Yahweh, Eloheinu melech haolam, asher kiddushanu b'mitzvotav. Vizi vanu lehiot ur lagoyim vanatan lanu et Yehoshua Mishianu ur haolam. Blessed is Yahweh Almighty, our King of the universe, who sanctifies I and I, we, Yahweh's people, with his commandments, and commanded I and I, we, Yahweh's people, to be a light to the nations, and who gave to I and I, we, Yahweh's people, Yehoshua, our Messiah, the light of the world.
Barak atah Yahweh Eloheinu Melech HaOlam, Barak atah, blessed be, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, lighting up the lights, right here, Jah light.
This is your girl Roxy, sing on the Passover Redeem, saying that our light must shine, you know that our light must shine bright on all the Eden, them, shine your light upon the Eden. Them no friend, just keep them in process, seated by his right hand. Before you get to me, you got to go through him. Got to make special mention, be careful of me, I know your wicked intention. If God pays for me, then he's the one I depend on. So know what you're doing before you get shot on. Yeah, oh, you can't tell me, don't you know you gotta go through him.
and Chalice, we working hand in hand, you know unity is the key. When we work together for prosperity, we got to get it right between you and me. Work it out with a love for the Almighty. Got to make special requests, forget all the comments and all the stress. Invest the best to be the best, much better than the rest, to pass any test. I say I, oh, you get to me. Don't you know you gotta go through him? The light of my life. Oh, follow us to heaven. Thank you for the gift. Don't you know it's a wonderful thing? Give thanks for his blessing.
You got to search out your heart to your part, perseverance is the key to make a better life here for you and me. How all of a sudden you became my enemy, when all you had to do was just look out for me. We had to live for his honor and glory, but yet we still have fight on all the love he has shown me. Nothing ever right if you don't work beside me. Remember right now it's all about the Almighty.
AI, oh, you can't do me. Don't you know you gotta go through him?
Me say, push up the light of them, push up the light of them, push up, push up, push up the light of them. Blaze up, blaze up, blaze up the torch when me done burn them. Man.
It won't be nice. Jah is my life. Yeah, Rastafari. Every knee must bow and every tongue confess, because in these last days, Jah and his ultimate shall not rest. Jah plans his footsteps upon the waters when he winds up in the flood. Too much war and too much blood. Jah Rastafari, the night I see the wallet. So when the wicked come up and I think to my flesh they stumble and fall, the no shall encamp against thine Babylon, the diamond shall be come to pay. From like a lamb to the slaughter, and like a sheep to shear his dumb. Shasun. Lord God, your Rastafari, I am merciful unto I and I in this day, his sons begotten me. Lord God, your Rastafari, I make mention unto where about unto Babylon. Blessed be the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the ways of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of a scornful, while I delight in the laws of the Lord, and no sign shall Rastafari. For when it's true, last woman that hates me and by night, therefore I must be like a tree that stands by the rivers of water, that stands firm, cannot be removed by no worm or no germ, by no germ. Yeah, Almighty, protect I in the Siwa. For Jah said, you cast your lot of thunder, so the wicked shall be shaken with lightning and thunder. The words of thy mouth and the meditation of thy heart be accepted in thy sight, O God. Clean hands in the pure renown, shall never be done, so we sat on Satan's own. Yato, Mr. Donde. Oh, Yato, this I Yato, Mr. Donde. Say, this I Yato, got a gona. Wandana. Isla, ya beard, maska. Wadana means love. So make me Yato, Yato, gona. Don't make me yato, 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 gonna. Don't make me yato, 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 down the Sunday. Don't make me yato, Monday, yato, all day Monday. So things get funny, so we yato, all day Tuesday. Yato, Santa, gonna. For the wisdom of man was unknown, my God. The table of stone. And in the utterance of my heart, and man concept and man morality, black man must learn to live with love and equality. Cause in this time, which is the last time, greed and prejudice, grudge the non-humbleness in the sight of the Most High. Cruelty upon mankind, starvation and victimization. Beat down oppression and conquer, love and affection. So make me yato, yato, gona. So make me yato, 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 gona. Different fashion. Beautiful sound of innovation. But we can get no passion. They kill and plunder the fruits of the earth, and leave even the humble to eat dirt. But young people, when we run, pass away. Ever lose, must pass away. To black man can't you laugh at thunder. Can't be this strong man no lightning and no thunder.
Yes, 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 Jah Zion, light, lighting the light, sanctifying the time. So here, we go according to the Rastafari Passover Haggadah book, our first Seder, the Haggadah. Haggadah, what takes place on that Eve? The Eve will be the 14th, Hebraically, according to lunar solar, the month, the Eve, right, of the 14th day. So this corresponds with the time, the season right here for this Wisdom Wednesday. right? So we also like to touch on the Psalms and then segue and give thanks to the co-laborers for their co-laboring and also for the audios that we have. So there are 15 steps usually to the Pesach Passover Seder that occurs on the eve. In fact, HaTorah says that between the evenings, between the eves, beginning with the 14th at sundown, as they say, when the light goes down. Let's put it like that right there. So here on the end in the first things first, we have the psalm, right? The evening psalm, the standing psalm, and today's daily psalm is interesting with a full theme. Chavarim. Today's daily psalm is Psalm 10. It's also very, very interesting as it reflects on the reason for the season. So the first thing first right here, we have Psalm 94, the evening psalm here for the fourth day. So here, Passover occurring on the eve corresponds to the fourth day of the Shavuah, but because it's the high holidays, right, it takes precedence. So here's the eve and the new light will be the first of the 7 days of the unleavened bread. So in spirit and in truth, we seek to keep this here, far and near. Shalom, Yeshua, shalom to those far and near. Yes, I, Rastafari. So here, Psalm 94, and then
Psalm 94. O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth, O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself. Lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth, render a reward to the proud. Lord, how long shall the wicked, how long shall the wicked triumph? How long shall they utter and speak hard things, and all the workers of iniquity boast themselves? They break in pieces thy people, O Lord, and afflict thine heritage. They slay the widow and the stranger, and murder the fatherless. Yet they say, the Lord shall not see, neither shall the God of Jacob regard it. Understand, ye brutish among the people, and ye fools, when will ye be wise? He that planted the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? He that chastiseth the heathen, shall not he correct? He that teacheth man knowledge, shall not he know? The Lord knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Lord, and teachest him out of thy law, that thou mayest give him rest from the days of adversity, until the pit be digged for the wicked. For the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. But judgment shall return unto righteousness, and all the upright in heart shall follow it. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers, or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. When I said, my foot slippeth, thy mercy, O Lord, held me up. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee, which frameth mischief by a law? They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous and condemn the innocent blood. But the Lord is my defense, and my God is the rock of my refuge. And he shall bring upon them their own iniquity, and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. Yea, the Lord our God shall cut them off.
Amen, amen. So here, today's daily psalm, according to royal order, Psalm 10. Psalm 10 right here.
Psalm 10. Why standest thou afar off, O Lord? Why hidest thou thyself in times of trouble? The wicked in his pride doth persecute the poor. Let them be taken in the devices that they have imagined. For the wicked boasteth of his heart's desire, and blesseth the covetous whom the Lord abhorreth. The wicked, through the pride of his countenance, will not seek after God. God is not in all his thoughts. His way... Why standest thou afar off, O Lord? Why hidest thou thyself in times of trouble? The wicked in his pride doth persecute the poor. Let them be taken in the devices that they have imagined. For the wicked boasteth of his heart's desire, and blesseth the covetous whom the Lord abhorreth. The wicked, through the pride of his countenance, will not seek after God. God is not in all his thoughts. His ways are always grievous. Thy judgments, afar above, out of his sight. As for all his enemies, he puffeth. He hath said in his heart, I shall not be moved, for I shall never be in adversity. His mouth is full of cursing and deceit and fraud. Under his tongue is mischief and vanity. He sitteth in the lurking places of the villagers. In the secret places doth he murder the innocent. His eyes are privily set against the poor. He lieth in wait secretly as a lion in his den. He lieth in wait to catch the poor. He doth catch the poor when he draweth him into his net. He croucheth and humbleth himself, that the poor may fall by his strong one. He had said in his heart, God hath forgotten. He hideth his face. He will never see it. Arise, O Lord, O God, lift up thine hand. Forget not the humble. Wherefore doth the wicked contemn God? He hath said in his heart, thou wilt not require it. Thou hast seen it, for thou beholdest mischief and spite to requite it with thy hand. The poor committeth himself unto thee. Thou art the helper of the fatherless. Break thou the arm of the wicked and the evil. Seek out his wickedness till thou find none. The Lord is king forever and ever. The heathen are perished out of his land. Lord, thou hast heard the desire of the humble. Thou wilt prepare their heart. Thou wilt cause thine ear to hear, to judge the fatherless and the oppressed, that the man of the earth may no more oppress.
Yes, today's daily psalm, Psalm 10, very, very interesting as we get into some of the reason for the season here. So here we're going to be riding up with the worthiest Jalam, Rastafari Passover Haggadah, compiled, annotated, edited for the home and the synagogue and the gathering together services by I, Ras, I, Adonis, Safari. Now, the book right here is the Haggadah. Haggadah is like the telling, the narration. It concerns the, quote, Exodus, the movement of Jah people, and it's the first Rastafari Passover Haggadah narrative that has been diligently prepared, compiled, and edited for Beta Israel at home and abroad, especially here in the diaspora and the Black Hebrew communal services of this high holiday, holy day of the spring festival of Passover, the Feast of the Unleavened Bread and the First Fruits. And this Seder, right, has been written for the Ethiopian Hebrew perspective and is based also on that wisdom, right, that Moshe, according to the scripts, the Egyptian, one may call it Kemetic, Smite, Tawi wisdom, the mysteries that Moses was learned in an African, Shemitic, African, Judaic, Afro, Judaic tribe tradition, and also comparing, contrasting with the Ethiopian Orthodox Tewahedo Christianity. Now, a groundbreaking work right here for the gathering, graciously devoted to the testimony of Kedemawi Haile Selassie and his Messiah, Yeshua, HaMoshiach, Yesus Christos, the great Lamb of He Who Be, Yah, Jah, who takes away the ukaris of the Seclura. May his great name, Baruch Atah, Barak Atah, Yahweh Eloheinu Melech HaOlam, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, be exalted for ever and ever. So here a little brief midrash, and like I said, there's 15 steps, right? 15 steps of the Passover Seder, right? That in the full of full would occur on the eve, like around this time before the first day of Passover. But the main part here, we'll see to get up to step 8, you know, step 8, and the step 8 links with the next 7 days, right? Because the step 8 is concerning that breaking of the bread or the motzi matzah, the eating of the matzah, as it Torah commands for those 7 days, eating of the unleavened bread. But look a bit more right here, look a midrash here before we ride up with the intro, the introduction to Passover from the opening of the document and the importance of Pesach, right, as well as briefly on preparing for Pesach and bringing the other brothers and sisters and the youths and reading the other sections and portions here leading up to that breaking of the bread. And then the first day, day 1, coming up new light, for those 7 days forward, right there, the eating of the unleavened bread. So here, Midrash. Yes, sir. Rastafari. Midrash, Midrash, a study here on today's Yom Tov, Mizmor Yod, Mizmor Yud, Mizmor Yod, Psalm 10, here, today's Psalm, according to the order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Melchizedek, Melchizedek, Psalm 10, Mizmor Yud, Mizmor Yod, Psalm X. Why standest thou afar off, O Lord? Why hidest thou thyself in times of trouble? For the wicked boasteth of his heart's desire, and the covetous renounceth, yea, contemneth the Lord. The wicked in the pride of his countenance, he will not require. All his thoughts are, Ain Elohim, there is no God. Here, Psalm 10, verses 1 and verses 3 to 4. Here. Lama Yahuwah ta'emod de rachok ta'elim le itot batzara kia hilela rasha ala ta'evata nasho. Uavot eya berek nit eit rasha k g vaha apopala yidarosh ein Elohim kol me zimotayo. Why standest thou the eye afar off, O Lord? Lama Yahuwah ta'emod de rachok? Why hidest thou thyself in times of trouble? Ta'elim le'itota batzara. For the wicked, for the wretched, boasteth of his heart's desire. Kihilela rasha'a ala ta'irata nasho. And the covetous vaunteth himself. And the covetous vaunteth himself. Uvotzeya bereka ni'et Yahuwah. Though he contemned Jehovah, the wicked, the wretched, in the pride of his countenance, in the pride of his face, Rasha Kugavah Apo Bala Yidrosh saith, he will not require. He will not require. All his thoughts are, there is no God. Ein Elohim, kola mezimotayo. These words are to be considered in the light, the illumination, what Scripture says elsewhere, even in Daniel, in Daniel 7:25. And he shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the holy ones of the Most High. And he shall think to change the seasons and the law, and they shall be given into his hand until a time and times and half a time. Ua malina litzada ilaya,
Ua melina les ada ilaha. Ye malila ua leek adisheya ella yonina. Ye valeya ve isabara le hashanaya. Zimanina vedata ve ita yahevuna. Bia deha ada idana, ze iedanina, ua filaga idana. And he shall speak words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High. And he shall think to change the seasons and the law. And they shall be given into his hand until a time and times and half a time. Ua melina letzada ilaya ye malila. And he shall speak words against the Most High. Ua melina letzada ilaya, or Umelina let's ada ilaha yimalila. And he shall speak words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High. Ualik adishaya elyonina yevalei. And he shall think to change the seasons and the law. There is a para lea hashana zimanina the dot. And they shall be given into his hand until a time and times and half a time. There yita yahevuna via deha ada idana ve idanina. Ua felaga idan. Rav Jose taught, the wicked, the ratchet, the rasha, the rishaim, the rasha, harasha, never attack without first renouncing and contending HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rav Jose taught that the wicked never attack without first renouncing and contending HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isla One, the Sanctified One, the Set Apart One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He. As it is said even in Daniel, in Daniel 7:25, and He shall speak great words against the Most High. Ua melina letzada ilaya yimalil. And He shall speak words against the Most High. U melina letzada ilaha yimalil. That is the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children, the Israelites, to whom it is said even in Vayikra, in Leviticus 19:2, where it reads, ye, y'all, shall be holy. Idoshim tithyu, Idoshim tithyu. Ye, y'all, shall be holy, set apart. Idoshim tithyu. By this command of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of the Holy One, blessed be He, man, since you were hallowed, since you was set apart, sanctified, separated, set apart for my purpose, even before I created the earth and plain, therefore ye, y'all, are to be holy, set apart, as I am holy, set apart. Even as Shemot, Exodus 19:6 reads, ye, y'all, shall be to me, to I, a kingdom of priests, and a holy nation, and a set-apart nation. V'atem tihiyu aliyah mamleketa kohanim v'goya kadosh, for ye, and ye, and you all, with Atem, and y'all, shall be to me, to I a kingdom of priests. With Atema Tihiuli, Mam Leketa Kohanim, and a holy nation with Goy Kadosh. With Atema Tihiuli, Mam Leketa Kohanim, with Goy Kadosh. As I am higher than all the world, so shall ye, so shall y'all be. For like the letter Lamed, like the Hebrew letter Lamed, highest of all the letters, so shall ye, y'all be the highest of all the peoples of the earth, of all the peoples of the earthly plane. Even though at the beginning, at the Bereshit, at the beginning, like the letter Yod, the Hebrew letter Yod, least of all the letters, ye, y'all, were least, as is said even in the Devarim in Deuteronomy 7 and 7, ye were the least of all peoples, y'all were the least of all people. Lo me arube kema mikol ha'amima hashaka yahuwa bakem va yivachara bakem ki atem ha me'ata mikol ha'amim. Jehovah did not set his love up on you, upon you, nor choose you, because ye, y'all, were more in number than any people. For ye, for y'all, were the fewest, the least, the fewest of all peoples. Lo me rubekema mikola ha'amima hashaka yahuwa bakema wa yibahara bakema ki atem ha me'ata. Nikola ha'amin, for ye, for y'all were the fewest of all people. Ki atem ha me'ata nikola ha'amin. And here, Midrash note on today's daily psalm, Mizmor Yod, where it says, as I am higher than all the world, saith HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so shall ye, y'all, be. For like the letter, the Hebrew letter, Lamed. Lamed is the last letter in Yisrael. Yisrael, Lamed. And here, Midrash note, it says, highest of all the letters. For like the letter Lamed, the last letter in Yisrael, highest of all the letters, so shall ye, y'all, be the highest of all the peoples of the earth. Even though at the beginning, even though at the Reshit, at the Reshit, at the beginning, like the letter Yod, here, Midrash note, the letter, the Hebrew letter Yod, the Hebrew letter Yud, is the first letter in Yisrael, Yisrael. Like the Hebrew letter Yod, least of all the letters, ye, y'all, were least. As it is said, ye, y'all, were the least of all people. Ki atem ha-me'ata mikol ha'amin. In what verses Yisrael said to be the highest? In the verse from Devarim, from Deuteronomy 28 and 1, that says and reads, the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all the nations of the earth. The Lord thy God will set thee on high above all the nations of the earth. V'haya ima shamoa tishamaa b'kol Yahuwah Eloheka lishmora la'esota et kol mitzvotav Ashara Nokia Nes Auka Hayoma Ua Neta Neka Yahua Loheka Eliona Alakol Goye Haaret. And it shall come to pass Wahaya, if thou shalt hearken diligently to the voice of Jehovah, the I Elohim, true good, true God. Wahaya im shamoa tishamaa bikol Yahuwah Eloheka, to observe, to do all his commandments that I command thee, the I this day. Lishmoa la isota et kola mitzotayo. Ashara nokia mitzauka hayom. That Jehovah thy Elohim, Yahuwah Eloheka, will set thee, I, on high above all the nations, nationalities, international community of the earth, of the earthly plane. Ua netaneka Yahuwah Eloheka Elyon al kol goye haret. A mashal, a parable, a misalia, mashal of a man who had a vineyard, who had a vineyard. Thieves tried to enter it but could not because it was surrounded by a fence. What did the thieves do? What did the thieves do? They broke down the fence and then entered the vineyard. Then they entered the vineyard. Likewise, the goye haaretz, the nations, the Gentiles of the earthly plain, they come to attack Yisrael, the vineyard, the vineyard of HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, of the Holy One, the Isla One, the Sanctified One, the Set Apart One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, as it is said, even in Yeshayahu and Isaiah, Isaiah 5 and 7, where it reads, the vineyard of the Lord of hosts is the house of Israel. The vineyard of the Lord of hosts is the house of Israel. Ki karam Yahuwah Tzvaot Beit Yisrael. For the vineyard of Jehovah of hosts, Jehovah of armies. Ki karam Yahuwah Tzvaot is the house of Israel. The house of Israel. Beit Yisrael. Ki karam Yahuwah Tzvaot. Beit Yisrael. The vineyard of Jehovah Tzvaot is the Beit Israel. First, they renounce HaKadosh Baruch Hu. First, they renounce the Holy One, the Sanctified One, the Set Apart One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He. And then they attack Yisrael, and then they attack Israel. As is said first of Harasha, of the Ratchet, the Rishaim, the wicked ones, he shall speak great words against the Most High. Umelina lisada ilaya yemalila. Umelina lisada ilaha yemalila. And then it said, he shall wear out the saints of the Most High. He shall wear out the saints of the Most High. Ulek adisheya elyonina yevale. Ulek adishe elyonina yevale. Next, the goye haaretz, the nations of the earth, of the earthly plane, the goye haaretz try to change HaTorah. Next, the nations, the nationalities, the heathen, the Gentiles of the earthly plane, the goye haaretz, try to change HaTorah, the Torah, Jah's directions, instructions. As is said, even in Donnell 7:25, he shall think to change the seasons and the law. Yisbara lehashanaya zinina vedata, and he shall think to change the seasons and the law. We yisbara lehashanaya zimanina vedat. Seasons, zimnin, here, Donnell. Aramaic, the zimnin, the seasons refer to festival seasons, and law, dat, in the Aramaic, dat, to Torah, to the Torah. Of that, it is said, even in Devarim, in Deuteronomy 33:2, from his right hand went a fiery law for them. From his right hand went a fiery law for them. Mimino eshdata lamo. At his right hand, or from his right hand, mimino, mimino, mi yimino, mi yimino, mimino eshdat lamo. Esh, fiery, dat, law. Lamo, for them. Mimino eshdat lamo. Now, because this verse goes on to say, and they shall be given into his hand, and they shall be given into his hand, does the verse mean forever? Ve'yitayahivuna biyadeha, and they shall be given into his hand. Ve'yitayahivun biyadeha. Does this verse mean forever, and they shall be given into his hand? Does the verse mean forever? No, no, lo, no. For the verse concludes, until a time and times and half a time. Ad idana where iadanina u afilaga idana, until a time and times and half a time. Ad idan ve idanin u filag idan, until a time and times and half a time. In the meantime, we, I and I, suffer all sorts of oppressions. Rephrase. In the meantime, we, I and I, suffer all sorts of downpressions, because thou, the I, hast removed thyself far from us, far from I and I. Hence, here, it is said, why standest thou the eye afar off, O Lord? Why hidest thou thyself in times of trouble? Lama Yahuwah ta'emoda bi'rachok ta'elima le'itota bat'ah. Why standest thou the eye afar off, O Jehovah? Lama Yahuwah ta'emoda. Why hidest thou thyself, ta'elim, in times of trouble, le'itota batzara, lama Yahuwah ta'emod bi'rahok, ta'elim, le'itota batzara.
Psalm 10. Why standest thou afar off, O Lord? Why hidest thou thyself in times of trouble? The wicked in his pride doth persecute the poor. Let them be taken in the devices that they have imagined. For the wicked boasteth of his heart's desire, and blesseth the covetous whom the Lord abhorreth. The wicked, through the pride of his countenance, will not seek after God. God is not in all his thoughts. His ways are always grievous. Thy judgments are far above, out of his sight. As for all his enemies, he puffeth at them. He hath said in his heart, I shall not be moved, for I shall never be in adversity. His mouth is full of cursing and deceit and fraud. Under his tongue is mischief and vanity. He sitteth in the lurking places of the villages. In the secret places doth he murder the innocent. His eyes are privily set against the poor. He lieth in wait secretly as a lion in his den. He lieth in wait to catch the poor. He doth catch the poor when he draweth him into his net. He croucheth and humbleth himself, that the poor may fall by his strong ones. He had said in his heart, God hath forgotten. He hideth his face. He will never see it. Arise, O Lord, O God, lift up thine hand. Forget not the humble. Wherefore doth the wicked contemn God? He hath said in his heart, thou wilt not require it. Thou hast seen it, for thou beholdest mischief and spite to requite it with thy hand. The poor committeth himself unto thee. Thou art the helper of the fatherless. Break thou the arm of the wicked and the evil man. Seek out his wickedness till thou find none. The Lord is king forever and ever. The heathen are perished out of his land. Lord, thou hast heard the desire of the humble. Thou wilt prepare their heart. Thou wilt cause thine ear to hear, to judge the fatherless and the oppressed, that the man of the earth may no more oppress.
Happy, 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 Pesach, here, here, the Psalm, Hebrew.
מזמור יוד. למה אדוני תעמוד ברחוק, תעלים לעיתות בצרה, וגאוות רשע ידלק עני, יתפסו במזימות זו חשב, כי הלל רשע על תאוות נפשו, ובוצע ברך נאץ אדוני. רשע כגובה אפו בל ידרוש, אין אלוהים כל מזימותיו. יחילו דרכיו בכל עת, מרום משפטיך מנגדו, כל צורריו יפיח בהם. אמר בלבו בל אמות, לדור ודור אשר לא ורע. עלה פיהו מלא ומרמות ותוך, תחת לשונו עמל ואבן, ישב במערב חצרים, במסתרים יהרוג נקי, עיניו לחלך יצפונו. יערוב במסתר כאריה וסוכו, יערוב לחטוף עני, יחטוף עני במושכו ורשתו. יתקה ישוח ונפל בעצומיו חיל קאים. אמר בליבו שח האל, הסתיר פניו בל ראה לנצח. קומה אדוני אל נשא ידיך, אל תשכח ענבים. על מי ניאץ רשע אלוהים? אמר בליבו לא תדרוש. ראית כי אתה עמל וכעס תביט לתת בידיך, עליך יעזוב חיליך. יתום אתה היית עוזר, שבור זרוע רשע, ורע תדרוש רשעו ול תמצא. אדוני מלך עולם ועד, עבדו גויים מארצו. תאוות ענבים שמעת אדוני, תכין ליבם תקשיב אוזניך. לשפוט יתום ודח ול יוסיף עוד, לערוץ אנוש מן הארץ.
Happy Passover here in season, reason for the season. So here, let's go through a little bit of the intro to Pesach and a couple of the steps, like 15 steps, the 15 steps. Let's just go over some of this right here. Table of contents from our first Rastafari Passover Haggadah. The Haggadah is like the telling, the narrative for that Passover, the Eve, the family getting together. You know, in the homes and the gatherings, the synagogues, or wherever, you know, this is what it says, the basic steps based on HaTorah and based on the tribe. Now, there's an update that needs to be made, because no longer will we say, HaYahuwah Jehovah live, that brought up the children of Israel out of Egypt, Mitzrayim. But they will say, Hi, Yahuwah, that Jehovah liveth, who brought forth the seed, right? Brought out the seed of the house, the Beit Yisrael, the Beit Israel, of the north country, and of all the countries where he had driven them. General paraphrase reference to the Jeremiah prophecy. So there's an upgrade in the Seder. We refer to it in this first Passover Haggadah book, but need to go into a little bit more, because if we're that generation, we need to word, sound, and power, and live it and declare it so we can fulfill it. So all the heathen and sheathens, you know what I mean, whether black or white, can recognize and know the power of Yahuwah. Hi, Yahuwah. So here, table of contents, worthy is Jalam,
You can put in the search, Worthy is Jalam PDF and LOJ Society, and then, you know, just Google it and you can download a free copy or get a hard copy. But here, the table of contents, a basic overview. Firstly, on page 3, table of contents, we have the introduction to Passover Pesach. Next, we have the welcome to the Seder. The Seder is like the order, in a sense, the order, like how it's done, the precept, the order. Seder has a sense of order and wellness, what is proper. Like in Hebrew, if we ask, like, Mashlomcha, Mashlomka, to a man, or Mashlomek, to a woman. Like, how is your shalom? How's your peace? How's your well-doing, your well-being? One may reply, you know, Ani Beseder. I am in order, you know, in that sense, Seder. So here, the Seder, welcome to the Seder, the order. Second, next is the Passover Seder, the plate, how the traditional plate is laid out based on HaTorah and based on the trot. Then we have the steps of the Passover Seder, right? The 15, right, steps. Now, it occurs on the 14th, between the evenings, the 14th and the 15th, the evenings, between the evenings, as HaTorah says, on the 14th day of the first month, the first moon, the Chodesh, that according to the Torah is called Abib, A-B-I-B, Abib. Now, what is of some interest is that the same Abib is similar to a word sound that you might definitely have heard before, but it's known as Aviv. And the city of Adaya, which is called Tel Abib. Now, Tel Abib basically means in the Hebrew, a heap. Tel is like a heap, like a hill, a heap. And Abib is barley, because the barley is that rapidly growing in this season, the springtime. It's like the first, you can say the first harvest, and that's what is kind of connected with the first fruits that we find in Leviticus chapter 23, an overview to the seven. This is the beginning of the seven feast festivals, the beginning of the holy season. So now we have entered once again in season. For the past 5 months, 5 moons, we were out of season. That's why you find the scripts in season, out of season. So in season, so this is the beginning of the Hebrew. We call it the ecclesiastical, the kehillah, the church, even the church in the wilderness, the church, right? The church we call the holy year for the next 7 months. And the key is that we have seven appointments that occur in three seasons. As HaTorah says, three times in a year shall all the males, right, of Yisrael appear. Now, one may ask, well, can't women show up? The daughters, of course they can, but they are not required to keep the time-sensitive commandments. We can get into that. There's the positive commands and negative commands, the commands more specifically to mind them, and some commands more specifically to woman them. Can a man fulfill the Torah direction instruction, you know, concerning childbirth, conceiving seed? Well, of course not. So just to show that right there, there's also positive and negative confessions, right, within HaTorah, you know. You can know where we're going with that as we come out of the Tawi, you know, traditionally here in the season. Exodus chapter 13, verse 4 says, this day came y'all out in the month Abib, A-B-I-B, right? So the more Afro-Semitic pointing would be Abib. Right, and Abib is related to Abeba, as you say, Adis Abeba, not Ababa. Do we have a new father in that sense? I don't know. You know, we have the true father, but it's Adis Abeba. Abeba is a flower, and Abebe is to flower. It's a verb, to flower, to bud, in other words. And that which has budded, to say the flower, is the Abeba. Right now, according to the Afro-Shemitic, the African Semitic languages, linguistics like the Hebrew and even in the Amharic and the Gutis, right, we have the common roots. So we have Abib, right, here in the Hebrew, and Abib, the BDB defines Abib just to define the time. Because the first one, the first steps, right, as we get into like the 15 or so steps, is sanctifying, setting apart the time. Right, the time, keeping that time, because the Mo'adim is the feast, the festivals in the Hebrew, Mo'edim, right? A Mo'ed, appointment, the tent of meeting, the Ohel Mo'ed, right? So we have Mo'edim. That actually means appointments. It's appointed time, appointed place, appointed space, right? So we have right here the first, right? The first of the seven and the beginning, we could say officially a beginning of the holy year, right? For the 7 months, 7 moons until we come to the end of the year. Now, there's a 2 years in a sense, two types of years. There is the holy year, the 7 months, 7 moons, right? And then we have around the September time, September 11th, the Rosh Hashanah time, the Yom Teruah, the fifth of the seven feasts, the feast of trumpets, the Yom Teruah, the day of the blowing of the trumpets, corresponding to the civil new year, right? But here we begin the holy, we could say the holy new year. Right, it's like with there are natural things, earthly things, and there's outer things and there's inner things. There's earthly things and heavenly things. So within our understanding of the Hebrew, the Torah, and the science of the Torah, the year, right, this is the beginning of the holy year, and it goes about 7 months, 7 moons, and it covers the seven feast festivals that occur in three times, in three seasons. So the seven occurs in the three. So the Abib, just on Abib right here. In modern Hebrew, they would refer to it as Nisan. Now, Nisan, to keep it simply right here, Nisan is the name after the Babylonian captivity of the returned Israelites. Some of the names in Babylon for the months, the moons, we only refer to them as, you know, the different number of the months. You have that in Torah, you have that in the Hebrew scriptures. The only month, or one of the only months that are named in the Torah, right, in the Hebrew scriptures, the Brit HaYashana, is Abib, and that's the first one here, corresponding with the Pesach, Passover, Fasica season. So Abib means fresh young barley, like the fresh young barley ears and barley, right? And Abib as the month, right, as the name of that first month, the first moon, according to Torah, as we have here in Exodus chapter 13, verse 4. There's about six or so verses, right, in the Bible, the Old Testament scripts, where we have Abib. It's kind of interesting because in Ezekiel 3:15, we have, then I came to them of the captivity at Tel Abib. So in the scripts we have Tel Abib, but in modern Hebrew, influenced by, you know, Eastern European mother tongue, they will say Tel Aviv, right? But we have Tel Abib right here within the scripture, Ezekiel 3:15, then I came to them of the captivity at Tel Abib, right? Now here they have it, the mound of the flood, right? But then as we start to get into the root of Abib, right, we have Abib as the young barley, the barley crop. The month is the month of the ear forming, the forming of the ears of the crop, of the greening of the crop, of the growing green. So it's like the growing green. So it's like green light. We have a green light right here with the season of Pesach, Passover, as regarding the holy, the set apart time in season, the growing green, Abib. Also the month of the Yetziat, the Sa'at, the coming out, the Exodus, and of Passover, Pesach, usually the March or April time, March, April time. Strong's definition defines this, they say, from an unused root. Interesting, because in the Ethiopic, we have the root there, right? We have Abebe, right, to sprout, to bud, to flower, meaning to be tender here from the Hebrew perspective, to be green, that is a young ear of grain, when the grain, right? Hence the name of the month Abib in the Torah, and later and nowadays referred to by the post-Babylonian nomenclature of Nisan, right? So Abib is the ear, the green ears of the corn, of the khan. So speaking about Abib right here, just to touch on these basics. And in the Torah, for ones who want to just go through it a little bit more, we have Abib in Exodus chapter 13, verse 4, Exodus chapter 23, verse 15, and Exodus 34 and 14, twice mentioned there, and in Deuteronomy 16 and 1. 16 and 1 also has it mentioned twice. And then in Jeremiah chapter 20, verse 3, it's a part of a name, Migor Misabib, not really directly related. But then we have Tel Aviv, Tel Aviv, Martin Tel Aviv, right? So that's the first moon, the first month, according to Torah. And that is where we're at presently here, the reason, you know, the reason for the season. So just going through an overview right here, let's push forward. Then we have the steps, right? Now, beginning the steps, the 15 steps, the Nerot, Nerot. Ner is like a lamp. Nerot in the Hebrew is lamps. This is the lighting of the lights, or called the lighting of the candles. Then the next step, we have the partaking of Miriam's cup, of Miriam's, Mary's chalice, Miriam's cup. Then we have the Kadesh sanctification, Kadesh, the first cup, the first chalice. Then we have Orchat, Orchat in the Hebrew, which is like the washing, ceremonial washing of the hands for the holy time and the holy season. Karpas, the karpas is the dipping, the veggies, the vegetables. Then we have Yachat, Yachat, that's the breaking of the matzah, the breaking of the unleavened bread. Then we have the Magid, Magid. Magid is the telling the Passover story, called Magid, the telling from Haggad, Haggad in the Hebrew, where we get the Haggadah, Magid, telling of the Pesach narrative. Then we have Rachsa, 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 or Raksa, Raksa, Rachsa, which is Netilata Yadayi, you know, the further, you know, the hands, getting one's hands, yeah, ready, the Motzi Matzah, the eating of the matzah, the Maror, the eating of the bitter herbs. Then we have the Korek, right, the eating of the Hillel, this type of sandwich that's put together. You know, we'll get into the details there, the Hillel, the kosher, you know, sandwich, so to speak, or we can have it in the pita, you know what I mean? Put it right there. That's ancient too. Right, then we go to the Shulchan Orek. Shulchan is the table Orek. That's like the setting of the table, getting the table right. Right, the eating of the Pesach at that particular point. Then we have the Safun. Right, the eating of the afikoman. The afikoman is a portion of the bread when it's broken that's kind of like hidden, so to speak. And there's a whole connection there that brings us to the Brit Chadasha, right, to the renewed covenant, right there. Then we have the Barek. Barek is the blessing after the meal, the Barek, right, from the Barak, to bless, the Barek, the blessing. In that sense, the act of doing it. Then the Hallel is the offering of the praise, the Isis, similar to the Ethiopic Elil, like the Elililil. Like that's the literal sense of it. But in the figurative sense, it is praises. The Hebraic sense is the Hallel, the offering of the praise, certain praise psalms. Then we have the Nirtzah, like the conclusion, Nirtzah. The conclusion of the Seder, right? And in the 99 booklet right here, we have a Zawatira's Elot, you know, from the Beta Rastafari brothers and sisters, that community there, with some additional prayers and praises as well. So just a overview right there. And now that brings us here to the introduction, getting to the introduction of to the Passover. Just a kind of a brief overview, a brief read through right here to familiarize ones who might be unfamiliar, and to just reaffirm and confirm and affirm those who might be a little more familiar. Introduction to the Pesach. The holy day of Passover, or Hebraically Pesach, Fasika in the Amharic, is an annual Shabbat, a Shabbat. What is Shabbat? A day of rest. In the Amharic, we say Senbet, the Senbet, right? A day of rest, right? A day of rest. Now, it's an interesting word because a sense of Shabbat can mean like to terminate something, even in the figurative sense, destroy something, because what you're doing is destroying the work. In other words, the work that you do normally, you rest from that. You cease. It has a sense of ceasing. But the implication is the rest, Shabbat. According to HaTorah, Torah more better defined as the pointing in the sense of direction, instruction, right? Leviticus chapter 23, the Passover begins, right, during the full moon in the first moon or the first month, the Chodesh of the Shana of the year. So the beginning of the month of the holy year begins in this March-April season, right? Namely, on the 14th of what is called in later Hebrew, Nisan, after the Babylonian captivity. Before that, according to Torah, the 14th day of Abib, Abib. In modern Hebrew, they would say Aviv, the March-April of the Gregorian time, roughly. Passover is called and is known as the Feast of Freeness or the Feast of Freedom, since it celebrates, it commemorates, it honors the deliverance of the Hebrews and the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, from bondage. Often ones will say slavery. A point of order. You know, the Jews, as people say, were, according to Torah, were not slaves in Egypt. It was not just one tribe or those who were just the religious ones on that level. It was actually the Hebrews and the Beta Israel who were in bondage. Now, the bondage, as we go into some detail, wasn't just kind of just a physical bondage, although that's highlighted in the narrative, but it was like a spiritual bondage. Like many of us come out of the Western Gentile Christianity, where we have to work on getting all that whitewash, white Anglo-Saxon Protestantism schism out of I. That's part of the work. But Passover is called the Feast of Freedom, since it celebrates the deliverance of the Hebrews, the Bnei Yisrael, from bondage in Mitzrayim, also known as Egypt, Sematawi, Smaitawi, euphemistically referred to as Kemet, and memorializes the night when the faithful were protected by the blood, the dam of Haseh, the blood of the lamb, according to the Torah narrative. A clear picture we have here of the sacrifice, as some would say, of, quote, Jesus Christ, or as I and I say, Yeshua HaMoshiach, as Seh Ha Elohim, as the Seh, the Lamb of the Elohim, the power. In Amharic, we say Ye Egziavir Beg, the Lamb of the Sustainer, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world, quote, end quote, John chapter 1, verse 29. Now, the book, right, the book of Exodus, it recounts how the Yah, the He who be, the Savior of Yisrael, Yasharala, sent Moshe to Paro, to the great house in the Sema Smaitawi, in the two lands, Mitzrayim, to serve as the deliverer of the Hebrews and his son, Beino, his son Yisrael, his son Yasharala, the Paro, right, of the Exodus. Let's pause here for a moment, right? So now we have a footnote here, just to share quickly the footnote. The unnamed Pharaoh or great house of the Exodus, right, is known from the more, we say, from the more reading the mythos as the Apophis, the Apepa, or the serpent king of the Egyptian mysteries, the Pert Emheru, misnomered the book of the Egyptian Book of the Dead. Now, also, there's some studies in Gerald Macy's A Book of the Beginning, Natural Genesis, and Ancient Egypt, Light of the World, for a little more insight on a truer interpretation of the Hebrew Bible, and also the wisdom of the Egypts, right? Because the more correct name for Egypt instead of Kemet only comes in after roughly after the 12th dynasty, you know, that's when the name becomes even more ascribed. And later on, some of the kings added to their cartouche. But the Hebrew is more correct from the ancient archaeology because we refer to it as Mitzrayi, the two mitzvahs, and they refer to it as Semai or Semitawi, the two lands, the Tawi, right? But the two lands, upper and lower, right? And as is the upper and lower Egypt, there's also upper and lower Kush as well. But that's another reasoning. That Moshe was reported, according to Acts chapter 7, verse 22, to be learned in all the wisdom of the two lands. So that Paro of the Exodus. To get into more of a historical link, we find that to be the Thutmose the third, and we can get into reasonments on that as the actual, right? And people say, well, why didn't the Egyptians talk about it? Did you ever get your butt kicked? Do you go around telling people you put up on your Facebook? All right, now. The Pharaoh of the Exodus, of course, refused Moshe's appeal to the Hebrews, the Bnei Yisrael, to set them free, let them go from the twofold bondage, the religious, spiritual, right, and political, the cycle, spiritual, religious, and the political bondage. And it set the stage for the showdown between the Elohim of the Hebrews, the nature of the Hebrews, Ha'ilahim, and the so-called Netaru, the Elohim, or their gods of the lower Egypt. Now, here we have another note right here just to share this. The showdown was a religious, right, and political conflict of spiritual and also psychological dimensions that was more localized, right, in the lower part of the two lands or Egypt, or in the Mises reading of it, the Egypt of the underworld. A new king representing a state and therefore a new priesthood representing a church of Egypt had arisen. One that, quote, knew not Yahweh Saf Yosef, Safnat Pa'anki, Paneach, right, Joseph, and persecuted the Ibrim, the Hebrews, and a mixed multitude of followers of the old, we could say, of the old religion or the old faith. Now, the final terrible plague, according to HaTorah, that would descend upon the people of the two lands would be the death of the firstborn in the land. Only those families that sacrificed an unblemished male lamb and smeared the dam, the blood, upon the doorposts, the mezuzot, would be passed over. Now, in the Hebrew, that is pasach, pasach. They would be passed over, like exempted, right, from the impending wrath, right, from Shemayim. Now, Yah, the Savior name of the Israelites, the short form is the Savior name, Yah or Jah, commanded that only that a few days before the Pesach, each head, right, each Rosh or Ras of the household should set aside a young male lamb, roughly about 4 days or so before the Pesach, set aside a young male lamb to be examined for blemishes and to ensure its fitness, its purity, or its ritual purity as a korban, as something brought near as an offering. Now, interestingly enough, this allowed time for each family to become more, you could say, personally attached to their lamb for those 4 or so days, so that it would be no longer simply just a lamb, but rather their own lamb. On the afternoon of the 14th, the lamb was to be zebach, ritually slaughtered, and its blood, the dam, smeared on the three sides of the door frame, the top and the right and the left, the mezuzot. That is in the form of the Hebrew letter chet, chet. This letter signifying the number 8, Shemona, is connected to the word chai, 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 which is life in Hebrew, the short form for chayim, chayim, life. Or as one say, you know, in certain country, cheers, or you know, like a toast, l'chaim, or lives, liberty. Even though the entire nation was responsible for the death of Haseh, the lamb, each family was to personally apply its blood upon their own doorposts, their own entry into their gate, as a sign of their emunah, their imnet, their amen, their admittance in the coming deliverance, according to Exodus chapter 12, verses 1 to 7. So we have the theme of the blood of Haseh on the three sides of the door. Now that night, right, or the Nisan, getting into the Nisan 15, right, or Abib 15, the meat of the Pesah was to be roasted and eaten with unleavened bread. And in the Hebrew, that's the matzah, the unleavened bread, the matzah, right? Or in the Amharic, we could refer to as the kita, like the flat bread, the kita injera, right? Not just injera, but a kind of injera, the flat one, the kita injera, and with bitter herbs. So basically, the matzah, right, the flat bread, the unleavened bread, and the bitter herbs. The meal was to be eaten in haste, according to the narrative in HaTorah and the Sefer Shemot, the Book of the Names, Exodus, since the Hebrews were to be ready to begin their tribe, their journey immediately after Jah, the Savior of Israel, Yashar Allah, smote the firstborn of the Mitzrayi. Yah passed over, Pasach, Yahuwah, those homes, houses, whose doorpost was marked on those three sides with the dam of the Passover lamb. Yah further commanded that the Pesach, Passover, should be commemorated, brought to mind, remembered, right, observed annually as a reminder of deliverance from Mitzrayim, as a deliverance from that spiritual and political, right, you could say, situation. Only unleavened bread is to be eaten for 7 days. And the first and the 7 days of Pesach are to be days of holy assembly. On that, all walk or work signifying occupational labor is forbidden during each Sendet, during each Shabbat. So the first and the last days are Shabbat days to be observed, right, according to the tried and commandment by the community. The first and the, you say, last day or the seventh day, right? Now, the Pesach Seder occurs on Erev, the evening Pesach. So roughly that would be this time in this season, right? The evening of Abib 14th, the 14th of the first Chodesh, the first moon or month. That then becomes Nisan or Abib 15th during the Seder ceremony when the sunlight goes down, right? When the sunlight disappears over the horizon, the horizon. So we begin off, right, on the 14th as we're getting into the evening, which is the eve of the next day. But as we observe it, you know, through the Layla, the night, you know, the shadow state, as it were, it's becoming now that day. That's why John says in the Torah, it should be observed between the evenings. So the Passover Seder, Erev Pesach. Now, this agrees with the commandments that's given in HaTorah in Exodus chapter 12, verse 18, Chaburim. And what does it say? In the first month, the first moon, from the 14th day of the month, the moon at even, right, in the eve, at evening, y'all shall eat unleavened bread until the 21st day of the month at evening. Now, something that we have to be reminded of and just remember is that is counting from the lunar solar calculation, you know, not from the Gregorian, just a point of order right there. So here in this season, it would be like from the 5th, you know, from the 5th, right, to the 13th. But according to the Hebrew, right? And a lunar calculation from the 14th to the 21st day, the Feast of Pesach, of Passover. So here, before we go through this one more section and then bring forth our co-laborers, you know, with their contributions, that's the importance of Passover, right? And a basic welcome. Yeah, just looking at what we have to bring forward here with the time that we have. But get a copy. The PDF is out there. Look up, search Worthy is Jah Lamb. Put PDF, all separate words, LOJ Society, one word. And your Google should find a download, a free download, or one can get a hard copy. But Erev Pesach, Pesach Sameach right here. The Congos, and Lee Perry right here with Feast of the Passover.
Passed over their houses. So quickly did the Jews depart. One of the Hebrew tribes struck south from Egypt and settled in Ethiopia. But passed over their houses. Destruction to the Egyptians. destruction to the Egyptians, but passed over their houses. So quickly did the Jews depart. One of the Hebrew tribes struck south from Egypt and settled in Ethiopia. Chanting in Hebrew, the youngest schoolboy asks, why is this night different from all others? Falasha understand the language of the Old Testament. The story of Passover is known to them all. On this night, the flight to freedom began, away from Pharaoh's Egypt, away from the angel of death that brought destruction to the Egyptians, but passed over their houses. So quickly did the Jews depart, they were forced to bake their bread unleavened. To celebrate their escape, unleavened bread is eaten by Jews everywhere on Passover Eve, 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 on Passover Eve.
Yes, 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 Erev Pesah, on the Erev, on the Erev Pesah. I'd like to share this from Jah Light's music right here, Jah Light's record producer. He had a reasonment with the next brother in. I think it's still up on the YouTube, Jah Light, Passover, reggae, some good roots smooth music right here. But his reasoning on Passover...
Well, a lot of us was placing the Passover already in the year. We took to actually put this from production stage straight to the final product. You know what I mean?
Right.
The word Passover, well, what we try to do is take the people back into our biblical accounts of the days of Moses and Pharaoh, and with a mighty and strong hand God rescued his people, the Israelites, from the hands of the Egyptians.
Mm.
Alright, so on that night, that fateful night, while God was going to do this, his last plague, the 10th plague, what he did is tell the Israelites to put the blood of the lamb upon the doorstep. So when the angel of death passed over, when the angel of death come, it will pass over them and it will slew the firstborn in Egypt and rescue the people. Alright, so what we try to do is bring back this message to the people and let them know that we praise a mighty and powerful God, which is Jehovah. Alright, and in the New Testament, God has brought forth Christ as the new Passover. Alright, so those who have accepted Christ as the Lord and Savior has his blood upon the doorsteps of their hearts.
Mm.
So when judgment comes, wrath comes, Jah will pass over them and slew those that haven't accepted God. So that's what the Passover is about.
It's a spiritual rhythm.
Spiritual rhythm. All about messages to edify the people.
So you think?
Yes, yes, yes. So from the first type, the natural, the five cycle type, to the metaphysical, the spiritual type, that's what the brother actually brought forward right there. Very, very well right there. And blood, just so one's understand that blood, as when we take it to the allegorical, the spiritual, you know, the second of the higher type, the iritical type, blood equals life, liberty. Right, so we are not to so-called eat blood, right? But that's an interesting theme there when we're speaking about certain things that have been ascribed as Christ or Christian. But we'll reason on that. But here, just picking up right here the importance of Pesah and get into some of the steps that we have here that the co-laborers have recorded, audibles.
Yes, I said, remember what King Pharaoh do to children of Israel. Remember what King Pharaoh do to children of Israel. Judges said to Moses, go down there to free them.
So here, let's touch on the importance of Passover, Pesach, Fasikah, preparing for Passover. Right, and also the Zeman Charuteinu, Zeman, the season, the time, Zeman, like in Amharic we say, Adis, Zeman, the new age, the new time. In the Hebrew we say Zeman, so Zeman, Charuteinu, the season of I and I freedom. So the importance, all of the biblical holidays, the holy days begin with the holy day of Pesach, of Passover. On the first of the first month, the first moon known in the Torah, the scripts in Exodus 13 and 4, as Abib, that's called in the post-Babylonian Hebrew, Nisan, right? 2 weeks before, right? 2 weeks before the Exodus, Elohim showed Moshe the new month, the new moon, and commenced the divine, the Ivine, the holy calendar. what we call the Hebrew ecclesiastical churchical calendar. 2 weeks later, the Bnei Yisrael, the Israelites, kept the Pesach by daubing the blood of the lamb on their doorposts, the three sides of the doorposts. At the stroke of midnight on Abib 15th, Ha'ilahim, the Elohim, the Netzer of Netzers of the Hebrews, sent the last of the 10 plagues on Ha-Mitzrayim, on the Tawi, on the Egyptians, killing all their firstborn. On the 6th of Siwan, or Sivan, exactly 7 weeks after the Yetziyat, the Exodus, the coming out, 49 days, Moshe first ascended Sinai, Har Sinai, Mount Sinai, to receive Ha-Torah, to receive the direction instructions. So this corresponds here with the fourth of the seven feasts and festivals and the second of the three times in the year known as Shavuot, Shavua is a week or 7 days, and Shavuot is weeks, the festival of weeks known as harvest and called Pentecostet. 40 days later, on the 17th, right, of the month, the fifth month, that is later called in the post-Babylonian time as Tammuz, the tablets were broken. Moshe then interceded for the Beta Israel for another 40 days until he was called back up to Har Sinai on Elul first. I think that's roughly the 6th month, if we're correct, and received the revelation, right, of Yod-Heh-Weh-Heh, of Yahuwah, of what's known as the Tetragrammaton, or we call it Hebraically the Hashem, of the name HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, the Holy One, blessed be He, blessed be Baruch Hashem, blessed be the name. After this, he was given the second tablets, the second set of tables, tablets, and returned to the camp on the 10th of the 7th month, the 7th moon, that's now called Tishri, which later was called the Yom HaKippuri, the Day of the Coverings, the Day of the Atonement. The very first occurrence of the word Torah in the scriptures, it refers to the faith, the Emuna, the Amenet, the Imnet, coming from the root Amen, Aman, to admit as true, the faith of Abraham, according to Genesis, Bereshit, Genesis chapter 26 and 5. And the second occurrence refers to the law or the Torah of Pesach. So the first occurrence of the word Torah, that is somewhat erroneously translated in the Western Gentile sense as law, actually means direction, instruction, first refers to the faith of Abraham, of Abraham, Avinu Abraham, in Genesis 26 and 5. And the second occurrence, Hebraically speaking, refers to what's called the law or the direction, instruction of Pesach, of Passover. And here it says right here, there shall be one law, one Torah, one direction, instruction for the native, right, or the homie, the homeborn, and for the stranger who sojourns, one from another nation or culture, so forth and so on, who sojourns among you, that one who is, spiritually speaking, a Hebrew that sojourns amongst I and I, according to Exodus chapter 12, verse 49. Now, there's a second chance. Did you know there's a second chance, Pesach, Passover, for observing Passover, right? And that is the next month, the next moon, right? In the next month, known now as Iyar 15th, was permitted for those who miss the Seder, who miss the order, right, due to ritual impurity. We have this in Numbers, right? Numbers chapter 9, verses 9 to 12. Now, we have the 10 plagues. Touch on this, just a couple of themes here, Chavarim. We have the 10 plagues. Now, oh, we have a footnote here too. The word Jew, quote, and Jewish never appears in the Hebrew version of the Exodus narrative. The people are called Hebrews and never referred to as Jews, as Yehudi, right? We have Yehuda, right, and the tribe of Yehuda, the Mate Yehuda, right, the Shevet Yehuda, the tribe of Judah, right, but not as Yehudi, right, just a point of order right there, there, so we can know the true, right, from that which is not. The 10 plagues, the Eser Makot, Eser 10, Eser Makot, literally Makot come from Naka, Naka in the Hebrew, like means to hit, you know, like the 10 hits or the 10 plagues, were intended to judge the paro, judge not just the man, but the institution, you know, we can say the administration, right, the paro, the great house, of the Exodus Egypt, the Exodus Mitzrayim, the Exodus Maitawi, the Exodus Two Lands, and their Netcheru, right, their religious ideology, Exodus chapter 12, verse 12. Now, in Hebrew tribe and tradition, right, the Pesach has four distinct names. Four distinct names are found for Passover. One is known as the Chag, which is feast, Chag Ha'aviv or Chag Ha'abib, the feast of the Abib, the feast of barley, the feast of spring, the feast of the first moon, in Deuteronomy chapter 16, verse 1. It's also known as Chag Ha'matzot, Chag, the feast Ha'matzot. Matzot is the plural of matzah. Matzah is a single, you could say, unleavened bread, and matzot is unleavened breads, so to speak. The Chag HaMatzot, the festival of unleavened breads. Exodus chapter 12, verses 17 to 20. Then the feast of Passover is also called in the Hebrew tribe Chag, feast HaPesach. Chag HaPesach. The festival of the Paschal, the Passover lamb, according to Numbers chapter 9, verse 2. And fourthly, Passover is known as the Zeman Charuteinu. Zeman Charuteinu. The Zeman, the season of Charuteinu, our freeness, our freedom. Now, besides the four names of Pesach, there are four expressions of redemption. These are some of the key points of the Pesach. There are four expressions of redemption. There are four cups or four chalices of the wine. There are four berkot, blessing, barakas. There are four types of food on the Seder plate. There are four questions and so on. The Exodus, the Yetziah, the coming out from the two lands from Mitzrayim called Egypt is undoubtedly one of the most fundamental events of the Hebrew people and Jah people. In addition to being commemorated every year during Pesach, according to Exodus chapter 12, verses 24 to 27, Numbers chapter 9, verses 2 to 3, and Deuteronomy chapter 16, verse 1, it is explicitly mentioned in the very first of the 10 words called the 10 commandments, the Esaret HaDibarim, in Exodus chapter 20, verse 2. It is recalled every Shabbat as well, every Sabbath, Deuteronomy Debarim, chapter 5, verses 12 to 15. The festivals of weeks, Shabuot, and Sukkot, and tabernacles, and huts, likewise derived from it, the former recalling the giving of HaTorah, the direct instruction at Har Sinai, and the latter, Sukkot, booths, huts, tabernacles, recall Ha'ilahim, Ha'el's Kir, as the Exodus generation journeyed from the two lands, Mitzrayim, to the Promised Land. Now, indeed, nearly every commandment of HaTorah, the direction, instructions, the compendium, right, including the Torahs, the direction, instructions of the tabernacle, and the sacrificial system, may be traced back to the story and the narrative of the Exodus of the Yetziat, the Sa'at, the coming out. Most importantly, the Yetziat, the Exodus, it prefigures and it exemplifies the work of redemption given through HaMashiach, the Messiah, the Bein Elohim, the Seh Ha'Elohim, the Lamb of the Elohim. So that right there on the importance of Pesach. One more section right here, brothers and sisters. Yes, sir.
I said, remember what King Pharaoh do to children of Israel. Remember what King Pharaoh do to children of Israel. Judge us to Moses, go down there to freedom.
So right here in the prepping for Pesach, for Passover, during Pesach. Now what's interesting is that Pesach, when you look at Leviticus chapter 23, you'll see that when it begins off with the Shabbat, you know, the feast, Shabbat is the first of the holidays, and it begins off with Passover, right? And then we have unleavened bread, and then we have first fruits. All this occurs in the Pesach season. So there's seven holy days, times, appointment, time-sensitive appointments that occur in three seasons. So Passover becomes the first season with the first three, so to speak. During Pesach, no chametz. Chametz. Chametz in the Hebrew is like leaven, yeast ridden, leaven products may be eaten or found within your homes for a full 7 days. This is according to, you know, a strict traditional observation, right? Preparing for Pesach involves cleansing your house of all chametz. So in a sense, it becomes like a Hebrew spring cleaning. So preparing a kashrut, a kosher, a proper meal for the guests, setting the Seder Shulchan, the table, with special Pesach foods and dishes, reviewing the story, the narrative of the Yetziyat, of the Exodus, the coming out from the two lands, by studying a Haggadah. A Haggadah, in a sense, would be like the liturgy, or like this here, the telling, the narrative, and so on. Now, the ceremonial search, usually there's a traditional ceremonial search for chametz, for leaven. Now, remember, leaven in the Brit Chadasha sense and the more mystical Hebrew Judaic sense would refer to, you know, we like say sin or ukri. So it's like a soul searching, you know, in the Brit Chadasha sense. Right? The ceremonial search for chametz is customarily performed by candlelight on the night before the Pesach Passover Seder. A feather and a spoon traditionally are often used to sweep up the last crumbs of bread, which will then be burnt with other chametz, leaven, right, the following morning. So there's a little bonfire, a little fire burning of the leaven. Here is the traditional Baraka blessing regarding the removal of chametz, of leaven, that we have right here. We have Baruch Atah Yahuwah Eloheinu Melech HaOlam, blessed art thou, the I, he who be, who he be, our power, King, Sovereign of the Universe, Asher Kidshanu B'Mitzvotayo, with Iwanu Allah B'Or Chametz, who the one who sanctifies, sets us apart, Asher Kidshanu, who sets us apart with his commandments, be mitzvotayo, his commandments, and commanded us with Iwanu, and commanded us to remove chametz, with Iwanu Allah b'or chametz. Now, the Beta Israel of Ethiopia and the Ethiopian Yehudim, this is one way that they and we may say in the Amharic, Baruch Ante, Gziavia Ye Alem Negusabe Tizazochu, Ye Kedesene Yazezene, Sile Boka Neger Mirmera Yazezene. Among other things, and that's the same basic sense of the Baraka, blessed art thou, sustainer, you know, the king, the eternal king, in that sense, king of the universe, who sanctifies, sets us apart with his commandments, and commanded us, Yazezene, to remove chametz, to remove the boka, right? The boka negra, the leaven things. Among other things, chametz, it symbolizes, what does chametz Hebraically symbolize, the leaven? It symbolizes the rich man's bread. So even when we go to the two lands, Mitzrayim, we know that the rich man's bread wasn't the flat bread. The flat bread, if your bread was flat, it was like you was poor, in a sense. It was because you couldn't afford the chametz, the leaven. It was like, you know, the bread that is, you know, it's like the, what do you call it? Like the hero dough is puffed up. It's a puffed up bread, like the loaf of bread, the puffed up bread. So among other things, the chametz symbolizes the rich man's bread. Like in ancient Mitzrayim, bread and beer, right? Whereas matzah, it represents the lechem oni, the lechem oni, the bread of affliction. Indeed, fermented bread was used as a form of currency in ancient two lands, in ancient Mitzrayim, in ancient Egypt, the Tawi. The removal of chametz, of the leaven, then symbolizes our rejection of the world system, or like the system then, where we went for the unleavened bread, right? And we burned that which even in ancient Egypt was used as a form of currency, you know, and we rejoice in the poor man's bread, rejected the world system, the seclorum of that time, and its exploitation and greed of that particular time. Now, this brings us here to just the last part before we share some other voices right here, 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 and the welcoming to the Seder. This brings us to the Zeman Cheruteinu, Cheruteinu. Zeman, the season Cheruteinu. Pesach, Passover, is called the Zeman Cheruteinu, the season of our freeness, of our Cherut, right? Many people think that freeness or freedom, quote, unquote, means being able to do what they want to do, when they want to do it, but that is not how Torah, Jah's directions, instructions, idea of freeness or cheruteinu. Yeshua Robeinu, I and I Rabbi, the Rabbi of Rabbis, Yeshua HaMoshiach, told I and I that, quote, whoever commits sin, uchery, lack, is a slave, is a servant, slave, a bond slave of sin, of lack. And he went on to say, according in John chapter 8, verses 34 to 36, if the Son, Habain, if Habain sets you free, you will be free indeed. Now, it's an interesting comparison of what Yeshua said in that context and seeing that Yisrael, Yasharallah, Israel is also Yahuwah's son, especially in Exodus. And then he sent his word incarnate as his son to redeem his son. But it's interesting because there we have other peoples that also came out, the mixed multitude, because Jah's son, right, Yisrael, had helped to set them free as Yeshua HaMoshiach, you know what I mean, sets I and I free, if you overs, if you can receive the King of Kings, Christ. True freeness is therefore moral and spiritual, moral theocracy, moral and spiritual rather than just physical, phi cycle, because you can be free to your full. Freeness, in truth, cheruteinu, has to do with the ability to choose. In the Hebraic sense, the freeness, freedom, has to do with the ability to choose. You know, to choose. That's why we don't get into those free will, because not everybody's will is as free as everybody else. Sometimes people put themselves in bondage to men, people, things, systems, and everything else. When you get freeness, you have the ability to choose, the ability for choice. How many times people say, I had no choice. You see what I'm saying? They don't have freeness in the Hebraic sense, ability to choose what is right and good. In Ivrit, in Hebrew, these two ideas of freeness are expressed using different words. The Hebrew word chofesh, 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 some say chofesh, 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 it connotes freeness, freedom from external restraints. So we study the Hebrew, we may see the word chofesh. The context of that freedom means freeness from external, outside restraints. That means like doing your own thing, right? While the word cherut, it suggests the freeness to do what you should, what you know is right and proper, or having the power, the ability to act responsibly. Charut, then, is the sort of freeness or freedom that Yah, that Jah seeks to give to I and I, especially to Jah people, his people. I and I deliverance is meant to clothe I and I with the power, the ability to walk, to try, to walk out in tzedakah, where amet, in righteousness and in truth, in ameto, in his truth. Lastly, but not leastly, right here, the last part of this here, before we get to the welcoming to the Seder, is Adonai's table. Now, it's interesting when we come to Adonai's table, because we have this concept, this idea. And as we study this, right, we find how closely, right, what Yeshua did, right, on that, during that Passover time, right there, how closely linked and how closely connected it is with these ancient Hebraic, or if you please, Judaic, Afro-Judaic precepts. The Adonai, the sovereign's table, Ha-Adon's table. During our Seder tonight, we will partake of two rites, two ritual acts that Yeshua, Robeinu, associated with the institution of the Brit Hadasha, the institution of the renewed covenant. And also see and note that in Jeremiah the prophet, right, in the Old Testament, so to speak, we have that which Yeshua Robeinu instituted here, the Brit, right, the Brit Hadasha, the Adis Kidan, the Hadish Kidan. Firstly, we have the eating of the broken matzah. The broken matzah, that broken unleavened bread, is called in the Hebrew the afikomen, that broken matzah. When he spoke about broken in the New Testament, spoke about broken, when you understand the Hebraic context, it gives more of a HD to what one is reading and receiving. So the first is the eating of the broken matzah, afikomen, and then secondarily is the drinking of the chalice. The drinking of the chalice, or the cup of redemption, that Yeshua called the cup of his blood. Now, I know a lot of people say blood. And it's interesting because in John chapter 6, where he first on the record says that, right, in John's gospel about drinking his blood, and people say, oh, this is a hard thing. How can you do this? But, you know, the Torah says, you know, and he clearly said, right, that he is speaking according to the mashal, he is speaking according to the mystery, he's speaking according to the second, the spiritual truth. That's why it says they have ears to hear, but don't, you know, understand. You know, so he clearly said that this was not literally. I want to point out also in the blessing to Yehuda, right? You know, it speaks about the blood of grapes. See, people miss those things, the blood of grapes. You know, not the letter of the law, but the spirit of the law. So the drinking of the chalice, the cup of redemption that Yeshua referred to as his blood, as we have in the blessing of the patriarch Jacob to his sons Israel, to his sons, and to the tribe of Judah, right, in particular. Now, these rites and these rituals were adopted into what's known as Christian liturgy, into Christian and later day Christian liturgy. Originally was Nazarene, which was a part of the Yehudi and the Israelite tribe, but later on it was adopted into what is called Christian liturgy as communion, as what's known as communion, the Lord's Supper, and so on. But it's important to understand what Yeshua Robeinu was doing at that particular time and the context, right? As he said to the Samaritan woman, y'all worship that which you know not. We know what we worship for salvations of the Yehudim, of the Judahites, of the tribe of Judah, even the lion of the tribe of Judah. Now, here we call the liturgy in the Amharic the Kedaset, right? The Kedash and the Kaddish, also in the Hebrew, Kedaset, often transliterated variously as Kedase, Kedase in different ways. This generally means, right, the holy, corresponding to the Hebrew Kedush or Kedush, and being a service. It's a service. It's an office. It's a sacred rite that was based upon the Hebrew and the Yehudi gatherings called in the Greek synagogues, ritual of the first century, that were incorporated by the original followers of HaAdon Adonenu, our master, our sovereign. The apostles and the early Nazarene messianic communities, many of those who established the apostolic church were themselves formerly familiar with the so-called Jewish Judaic practices of the Middle Testament time, apocryphal times leading up to the first century times, which became known as Judeo-Christian or Judeo-Coptic in composition. The Ethiopian Orthodox or the Tewahedo church liturgies, anaphoras, and service, when you're familiar with it, it reflects these same elements taken from Ethiopia's ancient Judeo and Jewish and Hebraic heritage. And I would refer ones to the apostolic constitutions for more. But here, and moving forward right here, stretching forth the right hand of fellowship, Tainai co-laborers, the Chavarim right here, and here for the Pesach time and season, here on the air. Welcome. Inside.
Passover Haggadah. Au, Shalamta, Tainai Yisraelim.
Degenai, again. Yes, sir.
The Passover Haggadah. Au, Shalamta, Tainai Yisraelim. Welcome to the Seder. Tonight, we gather together to share the collective experience of the Israelite people, whom Jah Rastafari liberated from bondage in ancient Egypt to become his own treasured possession. The traditional ceremony for remembering this deliverance is called the Seder, a Hebrew word that means order. A Passover Seder refers to an orchestrated ceremony or liturgy with a number of distinct phases or steps. During our Seder, we will eat special foods that help retell the story of the Israelites' journey from bondage to freedom. And we will see how Yeshua Buruku used the rituals of the Passover Seder to explain the meaning of the New Covenant by revealing his sacrificial role as the Lamb of Elohim who takes away the sins of the world. Retelling and remembering the great story of the redemption from Lower Egypt is central to the holy day of Passover. Though Messianic believers further understand Passover to portray the universal deliverance given to the world through Yeshua HaMoshiach, Buruku, just as the blood of the Passover lamb caused the physical plague of death to pass over the homes of the Hebrew Israelites who trusted in Jah's redemption, so the blood of Yeshua HaMoshiach, the great Lamb of Elohim, Buruku, causes the spiritual plague of death to pass over the homes of all those likewise who put their trust, Amen, in Him. Each person in every generation must regard himself or herself as having been personally freed from Lower Egypt. Tonight's Seder is not just a retelling of an ancient story, but rather we are invited to experience the bitterness of oppression in the sweetness of salvation, so that we may savor the great things Yahweh Elohim Buruku has done for us in HaMoshiach. Reader 1. This day shall be for you a memorial day, and you shall keep it as a feast to Yahweh Buruku throughout all your generations, as a statute forever. You shall keep it as a feast. Exodus 12:14. Reader 2. You shall observe this rite of Passover as a statute for you and for your children forever. And when your children say to you, "What do you mean by this service?" you shall say, "It is the sacrifice of Yahweh's Passover. For he passed over the houses of the people of Israel in Egypt when he struck the Egyptians." Exodus 12:24-27. Reader 3. Remember this day in which you came out from Egypt, out of the house of bondage. For by a strong hand, Yahweh Buruku
brought you out from this place. Exodus 13, verse 3. Therefore, behold, the days come, saith Yahweh, that they shall no more say,
the Yahweh liveth, which brought up the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt, but Yahweh liveth, which brought up and which led the seed of the house of Israel out of the north country and from all countries whither I had driven them, and they shall dwell in their own land. Jeremiah 23, verse 7 and 8. The Seder leader, may Jah Rastafari help us take our place at his table, remembering our true identity in Yeshua HaMoshiach Buruku. Clean out the old leaven, that you may be a new batch of dough, since you really are unleavened. For Moshiach, our Passover lamb, has been sacrificed. Let us therefore celebrate the festival, not with the old leaven, the leaven of malice and evil, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7 and 8. The Passover Seder plate. On the table is a special Seder plate, which we will use as visual aid to help us tell the story of Passover. Although there are different ways to arrange the ceremonial items on this plate, one arrangement is to order them according to the narrative of the events of the Great Exodus from Lower Egypt. In a sense, the entire Passover Seder will revolve around this plate and the symbolism of its items. First, karpis. A vegetable such as parsley that is dipped into salt water near the beginning of the Passover Seder. The presence of karpis represents the growth and fertility of the Hebrew people in Egypt, Exodus 1 and 7. 2. Karoset, an apple wine and nut mixture that represents the mortar used by the Israelite slaves to build the storehouses of Egypt. Karoset symbolizes the toil and labor of the Israelite people in Egypt, Exodus 1, verses 3 and 14. Third, the maror, a bitter herb such as horseradish that symbolizes the bitterness and harshness of the slavery of the Israelites, Exodus 1, 13, 14. The kezaret, an inedible bitter herb such as horseradish root that symbolizes the atrocity of infanticide, i.e. Pharaoh's decree to murder the Israelite baby boys. The herb is inedible because it cannot be swallowed or accepted and therefore represents the repudiation of assimilation. 5. The zeroa, a roasted lamb or goat shank bone that symbolizes the korban, the pasach, i.e. the sacrificed lamb whose blood was put upon the doorpost. Note that the usual word for bone is etzem in Hebrew, but the sages refer to the lamb as zeroa, arm, as in the outstretched arm of Jah Rastafari. The arm of Yahweh, Buruku, Isaiah 53 and 1, is evidence in his mighty deliverance of the Hebrew people given in Yeshua, Buruku. 6. The bitza, a roasted egg that recalls the roasted lamb that was slaughtered at the temple during the season of Passover, Korban Haggigah. 7. Saltwater bowl. The bowl of salt water recalls the sweat and tears of the Hebrew bondmen, and as recalls the splitting of the sea and the destruction of Pharaoh's army. We use the salt water to dip the karpis near the beginning of the Seder and to dip the egg before the start of the meal. The Seder leader holds up the plate during this explanation. The Seder plate appeals to our eyes to serve as a sort of visual story of the events of the deliverance. The various ritual actions, such as dipping the karpis, tasting the bitter herbs, reciting blessings, and singing, and so on, appeal to our physical experience at the table, taste, smell, hearing. Some people associate the hard-boiled egg with the Hebrew people. The more it goes through, the harder it gets. The steps of the Passover Seder. There are 15 steps to a Passover Seder. The Israelites were redeemed on the 15th day of the month of Nisan. In the Torah scroll, the Song of the Sea is found in the 15th chapter of the book of Exodus. In its center column has 15 waves of water. There are 15 steps ascending the southern side of the temple and 15 songs that begin a song of the steps. Sharhama Alot, the priestly blessing, has 15 words, and the divine name Yah, who equals 15 in Gematria. 7 is the number of the older covenant, while 8 is the number of the new covenant. 7 plus 8 equals 15. 4 cups, or more accurately, chalices of wine or juice, are drunk during the Passover Seder, remembering 4 promises given of Jah to Moshe in Exodus 6, 6 and 7. 1, I will bring you out, chalice of sanctification. 2, I will free you, chalice of deliverance. 3, I will redeem you, chalice of redemption. 4, I will take you as my own people, chalice of restoration. The traditional Seder contains 15 separate parts. The Nerot, lighting the lamps. Kadesh, sanctifying the wine. Ukat, washing the hands. The Karpas, dipping the vegetables. Yakat, breaking the matzah. Megid, telling the story. Ratza, Natilat Yadayim. Motzi matzah, eating matzah. Maror, eating bitter herbs. Korek, eating the halal sandwich. Shuka Orek, eating the meal. Dafun, eating the afikomen. The Barek, blessing after the meal. The halal, songs of praise. And Nertza, conclusion of the Seder. Reader 1, wherefore say to the children of Israel, I am Yahweh Buruku, and I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians, and I will rid you out of their bondage, and I will redeem you with a stretched out arm and with great judgments, and I will take you to me for a people, and I will be to you a Elohim Buruku. And ye shall know that I am Yahweh Eloheinu, which bringeth you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians. Exodus 6, verses 6 and 7. A fifth cup, called the cup or chalice of Elijah, is based on the promise, I will bring you into the land. Exodus 6 and 8. But we do not drink from this cup because we are still in exile. Amen. Glory to him, word, sound, and power. Kedemari Haile Selassie, Nugus Negesse, Ethiopia. Sume Ikeze Abihera. Moa Ambesa Zemnegede Yehuda. Ja Rastafari. Malcolm Pasat Habarim. Besim Gitachim and Ahanatachim Yeshua Moshiach Shalom.
Nerot, lighting the lights, lighting the lamps. Nerot, lighting the candles. Step 1, the light of the world, Or Ha'olam, sanctifying our time, sanctifying I and I time. We begin the Seder with the light and the warmth of the Passover holy day, light the candles. The eldest woman of the house traditionally lights the candles, the lights, no later than 18 minutes before sundown on the 14th of Abib, which is known as Nisan 14, or the Erev Pesach, the Erev Pesach. After kindling the lights, the candles, she waves her hands over the flames three times as if welcoming in the holy day, the holiday, the Isla day, and covering her eyes with her hands so as not to see the light burning, the candles burning, she says, Baruch ata Adonai Eloheinu melech ha'olam, asher kidshanu b'mitzvotayo, v'tzivanu le'hadalik ner shel shabbata v'shel yom tov. Blessed are the eye, Baruch ata Adonai Eloheinu Adonai, Ayanai, Elohim, Malek Ha'olam, King of the Universe, King of the Universe. Asher Kiddushanu, who sanctifies us, Ayanai, B'mitzvotai, with his commandments, with his mitzvot, with Siwanu, and commanded Ayanai, Le'hadalik, to kindle Ner Shel, the lights, the lamps of Ner Shel, the candles of Shabbata, with Shel, the Sabbath, and of Yom Tov, the holy, the Isla, the set-apart day, the holy day. Blessed art thou, Adonai, Ayanai Elohim, master of the universe, of the universe, universal king, who sanctifies, sets I and I apart with thy commandments, and commanded us to kindle the lamps, the light of Shabbat, the Sabbath, and of Yom Tov, the holy day, the holiday. We, I and I, strike the match, but Jah brings forth the light. Anoki.
Messianic candle lighting blessing for the Shabbat. In the Hebrew and the English tongue. Baruch atah Yahweh, Eloheinu melech ha'olam, asher kidishanu b'mitzvotav, vizivanu lehiot ur lagoyim, banatan lanu et Yehoshua, mishianu ur ha'olam. Blessed is Yahweh Almighty, our King of the universe, who sanctifies I and I, we, Yahweh's people, with his commandments, and commanded I and I, we, Yahweh's people, to be a light to the nations, and who gave to I and I, we, Yahweh's people, Yehoshua, our Messiah, the light of the world.
Zot koz Miriam, koz Maim Chaim, Zeher Litziat Mitzrayim. This is the cup of Miriam, the cup of living waters, a reminder of our exodus from Egypt.
May the one who amen and I drink, as the scripture says, from within him will flow rivers of living water.
In light of all that Jah Adonai has done for I and I, we surely should express I and I heartfelt, heartical gratitude, giving gratitude, graciousness, and give thanks, miskana, thanks and praises for I and I, Yeshua, I and I, salvation, Jah saves, is saving. So it is customary, a trodden tradition then, to sing some verses of an ancient Hebrew song known as Dayanu, which means basically it would be enough. Dai is like enough. Dai, Dayano, Daieno, Enu, I, Daieno, I. It would have been enough for I. It would have been enough for I. It would have been enough for I. You know, like enough. Here, I look over the Hebrew right here. Elu hotzi, hotziano. Had he brought all of us. Elu hotzi, hotziano. Had he brought all of us. Hotziano mi mitzrayim, hotziano mi mitzrayim. Brought all of I and I, mi mitzrayim, out or from, out of mitzrayim. Egypt, Gibbets. Deyano, Deyano. Then it would have been enough if Jah, the idea of the song, the chant, this ancient chant, hopefully one someone sings and plays Levitical, you know, will, you know, begin to pray.
Daylight come and me one go.
Thanking God, thanking Elohim for the appointed times. Jah established the Moedim, or appointed times, in order to reveal prophetic truth regarding his great plan of salvation given through the Messiah. Let us thank him for the divine calendar that he has revealed in the scriptures. All recite, Baruch Atah Yahweh Eloheinu Melech Ha'olam Asher Natan Lanu Chagim Chukot Umoadim Lisimcha Likbod Yeshua HaMashiach Adoneinu Or Ha'olam. Blessed are the I, Yahweh, our Elohim, King of the universe, universal King, who has given to us holy days, customs, and seasons of happiness for the glory of our Adonai, Yeshua the Messiah, the light of the world. Our Seder begins at sundown on Nisan or Abib 14, which then becomes Nisan or Abib 15, during Kiddush. Nisan 15 also marks the start of the seven-day feast of unleavened bread. 2 days after Passover, Nisan 17, we celebrate the Feast of First Fruits, Chag HaBikorim, which commemorates the resurrection of Yeshua from the dead. Outside of Israel, all major holy days, except for Yom HaKippurim, the Day of Atonements, are observed for an additional day, called Yom Tov Sheni, which means that some of the people will attend a second Seder on Nisan 15 and 16. Note that since both Passover and Unleavened Bread run concurrently, it is customary to refer to both as Passover week.
የሚያይነን አየነው የሰማነን አወቀነው የዳሰሰነን አገኘነው የአብርሃምን አምላክ የሚያይነን ጌታ ኤልሮሂም
Yes, yes, yes. Passover, Chag HaPesach, Sameach, Feast of Passover, beautifully good as we're moving into the first day. More on the Seder, you know, we'll be going into some more details and get to learn it and even reason on it. But here, just here, giving thanks and praise.
Free your mind, free your mind.
People don't lose your spirit, follow.
sit between the cherubim. Your praises is high in Zion High. Israel can't deny. It's time for Israel to hail the King. Knowing Yahweh is His name. Come on, people, let's show Him. Lift your voices and sing. And Yahshua sings.
Never jump, never jump. You could never do a thing like that. You must be going crazy on that you can to set up the Rasta man. Giving up in the spirit of mind, the way from the youth to rise against I shall prosper. You never get away. That is in the man, the militant soldier. In the meaning, there's a clever man in shoulder.
Yes, yes, yes. Pesa, Samia, Melkam, Ibrawi, Fasika, beautiful, good Hebrew, Rastafari, Jah people, Passover, beginning the unleavened bread and spirit and in truth. Yes, I. Shalom, Chavarim, Shalom. Until we meet again on the inn and the iron. Yes, I. Beautifully good season. Reason for the season.